Praise God, beloved.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved.
This is the evangelist William Foster here from Blog Talk Radio and Total Recovery Healing Ministries, for God's recovering the loss of healing the sick at any cost. Today, we're especially glad because we know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, knowing that we can bless the Lord on our soul because He's blessed us within to do so. I'm excited. I love the Lord. I thank God for blessing us on last week. And we talked about David. We talked about overcoming the giants in our lives and being able to stretch forth and hug out our hand with the things that are smaller to make them the biggest for God to use. Today we want to be talking about another great man of God, which was Joshua, who was Moses' successor. And our God, he was in training for God to use him in a unique way and in a special place. Let's go to the God for prayer, for a moment in prayer. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for keeping us all the day long and all week long. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you come on in the more, that you touch us like never before. Heal, deliver, save, and set free. Open up our hearts and minds, God, and oh, God, and unstop the deaf ear and rebuke every blind eye. Oh, Jesus, Lord, and bless us to be able to see what you want us to see, hear what you want us to hear. Oh, God, say what you want us to say. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For you are my Lord, my strength, and my redeemer. I pray that you bless every listener, every caller. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless this ministry. Lord, and bless their ministries as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Bless God and amen. All right. Today we want to talk about being successful, being successful in the sight of the Lord, and having a mind to do what the Lord says do when he says do it. Jesus, we want to talk about Joshua. God, I kind of want to like delve in the first chapter just a little bit to talk about how Moses, God, was rearing up Joshua in a way that he did not know himself in the beginning. But as time went on, he began to see where he were going to come to a place where he had an attitude problem, and his attitude needed to be adjusted a whole lot. And a lot of times I look at the faith of God and how a lot of times we need attitude adjustments. And, God, there are many times where the Lord had told him to do something. He was eagerly ready to obey the Lord, to do what the Lord God had told him to do. But sometimes, oh, God, some of the people were getting on his nerves because they were moved by a place of misunderstanding as even he was. And I often tell people it's hard to get people to understand your vision for you when you don't even understand your vision. And you get frustrated, or we get frustrated a lot of times because, oh, God, we feel like they need to see where we are, but how can they see where we are when a lot of times we don't even see it? And, Jesus, Moses was called out to be the man of God to lead the people, Jesus, of Israel out of Egypt. Yeah, but they had a lot of backwards mindsets where they wanted to stay there because they taunted him and they mocked God in such a way where they felt like, well, you know, if he was God who he say he is, he'll do this or he'll do that. And how many people know that you cannot tempt God? God is not moved by our self-indignation, our self-righteous ways, or our spoilish, babyish, oh, God, Jesus, silly ways. God said, I'm not moved by none of that. You can cry and whine all you want to. You know, I say it often, why, what the baby going to do? Because we, why this and why that? And God, oh, God, I don't understand why this had to happen and why that had to happen and how it had to happen. Well, it brings me on up to speed where Moses was doing so many things for God, Jesus, and God had him, oh, God, in the mountain, and he was showing him and giving him the commandments of life and giving him the bread of life for the people so they can yet live, so they can be sustained, so they can be, oh, God, helped thereby. And a lot of times, as pastors and leaders, the Lord will have us out doing certain things. And, oh, God, he entrusts us that, you know, we can pray for the flock, and we entrust us to have certain ones that are under us that are praying for the flock. And just like Moses, he had Aaron, and he had Miriam, he had his own brother and sister, and those who were his leaders that he had chosen out to help the people and to help his ministry. But, oh, God, while he was away, God began to tell him, look, you need to go back down because there's some things happening. And also he had Joshua and Caleb, and they were there, and they were ministering to him and helping him and serving to him and doing the things that he wanted and needed them to do to help him succeed and be, progressive and successful in what God wanted him to do. But there came a time where God began to show miracles through Moses, and after a while, Moses, he mixed up the miracle of God. He told him, look, I told you to hit the rock the first time. There was the people said they wanted water, and they said, where is the water going to come from? We're in a dry place. We're in a desert place. We don't understand. Stuff is going on around us in our lives, and we don't know. So Moses said, okay, I hit the rock. I smote the rock like the Lord told me to do, and water came out of it. So the next time, God had Moses up in the mountain, talked to him for a little while, and brought him back, said, look, Moses, we in a dry land again. What's up? You know, I mean, good God, man, did you and God forget about us? What's going on? So Moses, he gets upset. Here go that temple. He got upset. He want to, y'all frustrate me. And sometimes, you know, we do stuff out of frustration that is stupid. And it causes us to be, deterred in our mind to obey God to the letter, to the fullest. So, Moses go back, and God told him to go speak to the rock. The second miracle, he go back and hit the rock again. Jesus. Moses, what are you doing? Well, the people, they were with me, you know, they made me upset. They made me mad because, you know, they told them, they were thirsty again. I mean, I told them, why y'all come to bother me about something to drink? And you know that God got this and God got that. So I hit the rock. What? You hit the rock. But that ain't what I told you to do. I told you to do what I said do. And that will speak to the rock, Jesus. So it leads us on up to Joshua. He said, well, okay, then, Moses, since you want to be like that, what I'm trying to get you not to do is, as the people of God, I'm trying not to get y'all to, cause y'all to have a premature death, because Moses had a premature death. Moses didn't make it into the land which he had swore to the fathers, to his forefathers, the land of milk and honey. But he said, because Joshua and Caleb obeyed me fully, they were able to go in. So he would come up to Joshua, the first chapter, and he began to talk to him. He said, hold on, son, I need you to understand something. He said, Joshua was Moses'. Successor. God, he was Moses' minister. And God had him in a place where he was like, hold on, there are some things that I want for you to do, and I need you to understand something, because you're next in line to be the leader, because you're next in line to be up front, because you're next in line to be blessed, because you're next in line to bless somebody else. I need you to understand. You need to get your mind right. It's time out for crying over Moses. Moses is dead. Moses is gone. There's no more crying over Moses. Oh, God, that time, that period is over. And because the period is over, then I need you to step up and man up. It's time for you to step up and be who I called you to be. Jesus, you've learned enough. You were there when I told him to do this. You were there when I told him to do that. You were there when I asked him not to do this. You were there when I sent out the commandment, to tell the people that they should obey me and do the things that I warned them to do. My God. So now he said, look, I need you to do something. He told him to remind him three times, in the very first chapter. Let me see. Yeah. Starting in verse 5, he said, and thank you, Jesus. He said, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priest, saying, take up the ark of the covenant. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus. Three, I need to get a one. Forgive me. He was telling him, he said, look. He said, there are some places, there are some things that we need to get in order and in line so I can show y'all exactly what the Lord said do. There it is, verse 6 and verse 1, chapter 1, I'm sorry. He said, be strong and of good courage. He said, for unto this people thou shalt thou deliver, and for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses is my servant commanded thee. He said, turn, not from it to the right hand, or, to the left. He said, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Oh, Jesus. He said, this book of the law, verse 8, shall not depart out of thy mouth. He said, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That all that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Check verse 9. Check verse 9. Check verse 9. He said, oh God, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Oh God, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For what the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. I had to come back and tell you something to do three times because you didn't get it the first or the second time. Thank you, Jesus. I said, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and very courageous. But did I not command you to be strong? Thank you, Jesus. There are some things. God said, everything I ask you to do is upon conditions. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. So then Moses, he said, Joshua, he said, well, look, you need to understand something, son. Thank you, God. I got a place for you that is so great, so grand, so fantabulous, fantabulous and fantastic, Jesus, that my own servant Moses can't even go into or walk into it. There's some things I got to do through you that I did through him that's going to even be greater. Thank you, God. And how many know that, oh, God, you'd have been on a job or you'd have been in the church or you'd have been in your family. Thank you, God. I believe the Bible told us in Psalms, he said, the 30th or 31st chapter, something to that effect. He said, God has chosen, oh God, the dark ones. God has chosen, oh God, the outcast in the family. God has chosen the outcast on the job, the one who been picked on or picked down or picked over. Oh God, Jesus, stepped down and stepped over all this time. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I've chosen you to be the one who, to come up and to stand strong and be good, of good courage, to be, oh God, well, actually, which happened to be bold. Hey, glory to God. You got to understand something. When God gives you a mindset, when God gives you a mission, when God gives us a plan, when God gives us a goal that he has set for us in our lives, when God gives us something like this, he's expecting us to win. He told us you cannot not win. That's what he was telling Joshua, because Joshua had become a man of war. Joshua was winning every war that he had came up against except for one. Hell God, when he began to fail, just like Moses, he began to fall. He began to let, oh God, the people, oh God, lose the war. Oh God, when Moses' hands were down and when Joshua had the wrong one in his camp. My God, who had stolen, who had lied about what they stole, and then said that they didn't even hide the stuff and never knew anything about it. But God told him, he said, look, you've been praying too long. You've been crying too long. Get up again. Thank you, Jesus. Quit crying over that man. Quit whining over that man. Thank you, God. Quit pleading with me about that man, because there's a sin in the camp. Thank you, Jesus. God help me. He said, I told you I put you in a place where there was nothing but success. I told you that if you were do this, then I will do that. If you will do this, then I will do that. And if you will do this, then I will cause you to do it yourself. Thank you, Jesus. See, you got to understand when you deal with if-thou situations, you deal with an if-thou plan when it comes to God. If you would do such and so, I would do such and so. And if thou would do such and so, then I would do such and so. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. See, if you would learn how to get yourself up in the morning, oh, God, press past how you feel and begin to pray and thank God and clap your hands and begin to worship God. Oh, God, in the beauty of his holiness, past how you looking, past how you feeling. Oh, God, God. I said, I ain't got time for you to get up and be trying to get all dressed and cutified and prettified just to bless me or praise me. I said, get up and blow your trumpet. Open up your mouth. Lift up your voice. Oh, God, and don't be afraid. Tell me what I am to you. Tell me how I am to you. Oh, God, Jesus, let the world know that it is God who is keeping you and not you yourself. Oh, I have blessed you going. I bless you coming. I've told you what I'm going to do. I've showed you already what I've done. You haven't even thanked me for the things that I've done in the past. I had to switch gears. I'm sorry, y'all. Jesus, God said I don't have time to be wandering around and punting around about if you're going to bless me or praise me today. Thank you, God. Oh, that's why he said I've chosen certain ones to do exactly what I've God commanded them to do. Thank you, God. I've asked them to do. I don't have to beg them to do nothing because I've already set the commandment out there. Thank you, God. And Joshua was one of the ones, thank you, God, where he did woke up every day blessing God and praising God, magnifying his God, thanking his God, because he knew that whatever it was that he thought that he wanted to thank God for, the Lord was going to perform it. The Lord was going to bless him with it. Thank you, God. He said,
choose you out 12 men from 12 tribes. Oh, God, 12 able bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Men of valor, men of great stature, men that don't want to turn tail and run or tuck tail and run at the sight of some type of blood or at the sight of somebody doing them wrong because they have some type of chip on their shoulder. He said, I don't need nobody with attitude or issues. Thank you, Jesus. I need somebody who's going to stand strong in the power of my might. Jesus, knowing that everything that I say is going to be all right. Yes, God, I bless you. Jesus, he said, so therefore, I'm going to get myself together. Yes, God, I'm going to wake up and bless God. I'm going to, oh, God, bless the Lord because my soul is crying out. Hallelujah, because I need God today. Yes, God. Huh, Jesus, I've been fighting the good fight of faith all I know how. But now it's time for me to let go of the titty milk. It's time for me to let go of the apron. It's time for me to stop being held and stop crawling. But it's time for me to walk and start running. Yeah, because, oh, God, I behave myself as a child weaned of his mother. Jesus, a child of a young man who I've become to be because God has taught me and brought me and raised me and bringing me out of all of my troubles and my trials. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I know I got some dysfunctional family members. I ain't studying them. Thank you, God. Jesus, but now it's about me doing what God said to. Yes, Lord. Yeah, you might want a husband. Yeah, you might want a wife. Yeah. Oh, God, but you got to learn how to praise God. You got to know what you're asking for when you ask for it. Yes, God. God ain't just going to give you no anything. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and that's what you were trying to tell Joshua. Yeah, you got this and you got this. And now I'm getting ready to bless you with a wife too, man. Jesus, good God today. And because you stay in my face, blessing and worshiping, praising and magnifying my name. Good God, then I'm going to bless you with what you want, what it was that you wanted when you desired it. Thank you, Jesus. But see, you got to understand something. Good God, God may have a gift already ready for you, but if God knows that you're not ready for the gift, then he has to do some more work on you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and when God, oh, Jesus, when Joshua understood that there was some people that were around who was not ready, and oh, God, upright in the plan of God's purpose, Jesus, he had to go and find out who it was and kill them out. Thank you, God. Jesus, and that's how God is today. Thank you, God. Everything, you know, my mom and them used to sing a song when I was growing up. All in you got to come out. All in you got to come out. Thank you, Jesus. If it's lying, it's got to come out. If it's cheating, it's got to come out. If it's stealing, it's got to come out. If it's backbiting, it's got to come out. If it's being a whore, it's got to come out. Thank you, Jesus. If it's being mischievous, it's got to come out. Being manipulative, it's got to come out. All in you got to come out. If I don't care whatever it is that's going on in my life, what's trying to halt me and hinder me, stammer me, and block me and stop me from doing what God said do, I got to get rid of it. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, God said, I can have a gift ready for you. But I have to make you ready for the gift. Yes, God. And Joshua was getting ready to go somewhere with his people. Jesus, you don't believe me? Let me read it to you right here in Joshua, the 24th chapter. Yes, God. Beginning at the eighth verse. He said, and I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, and that they might possess, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. And then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent, and I called Balaam, son of Beor, and to curse you, but I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand, oh God, and you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Hevites and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand, and I sent the wanted before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with the sword, nor with the bow. Watch what verse 13 say. And I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, and the vineyards and olive yards which ye have planted, not did ye eat. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, our God, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose the land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's what God was trying to tell them. It's trying to tell us now, there is a place, look, where I've taken you and brought you up and giving you, my God, the devil's, oh, God, desire. Oh, Jesus, I reversed the curse into your hand. Thank you, Jesus. I made it be the way you can tell the enemy that he's, oh, God, Jesus, under you and that you are his boss. Good God. And what you got to understand is I have a place so grand and so great for you that you are worried or concerned about something. Lord, I don't see how this is going to be happening. I don't even know why this is this, and I don't know why this is. Hold up, stop yourself, calm down, pump your brakes, get your mind together. I just told you what I was going to do. I just told you what I've already done. I'm looking for somebody to bless me from out of the abundance of their heart and their mind. Thank you, God. Jesus, I told you I'm a spirit. Oh, God, and oh, God, and they that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And because I'm a spirit, I seek it such to worship me. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm looking every morning, waking up, trying to find out what is it that, who is it? I'm looking to try to see who is it that's trying to bless me today? Who is it that wants something from me today? Who is it that can give me something today? Who is it that knows that I am the Lord, their God? Who is it that believe and trust in me and have a dependence upon me more than they self, more than their dope, more than their money, more than their honey? What is it that you trying to do that, oh God, that I can't do better? Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, if truth be told, if it were not for me, you wouldn't have none of the stuff that you have. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, so he said, I'm trying to bless you and elevate you to another place in me, another realm, another portal, another dispensation, another dominion, oh God, another kingdomship in me. Yes, God, because everything that I do is brand new. You got to understand, I hear you, Holy Ghost, Jesus. Oh God, we so stuck in tradition, no stuff. Thank you, God. God, help me. I'm going to say this for another time, but you got to understand, I still may talk about it then. He said, the tradition, oh God, of what our parents used to do, oh God, is not something that we can do. Oh God, the same anointing that he had given them is not the same anointing that he gives now. Oh Jesus, that anointing is, oh my God. Oh God, Jesus, he said, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature, huh? Oh God, behold, all things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. So therefore, for every child that you have now, every anointing is for the next child. Jesus, every anointing is for the next stage of your life. For every age you become is a new anointing. Thank you, God, to not only, oh God, break a yoke or destroy a yoke, but to, oh God, demolish the yoke. My God. So that's what he was trying to tell Joshua. If it's for you and your house, and if you know that you love me, serve me with all your heart. Serve me with all your mind. Serve me with all your soul. I'm going to show you what I've never showed you before. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to bring down every mountain in your life. Good God. And every giant, I'm going to take them down too. I'm going to, oh God, cut their legs out from up under them. Every valley, I'm going to raise it up. I'm going to make every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. If you just follow it, oh God, the command which I give to you this day, this is the day that you shall be rejoicing in, be glad in it, because I made it just for you. Not for your trial, not for your error, Jesus, but it's for you, thank you, God, to walk upright before me and fear my name, to do the things which I have called you to do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I promise you, oh, God, what I'm going to make good for you is going to be great for you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're going to be able to walk into it and enjoy it. Oh, God, the next time you think about that woman, you're going to be like, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. The next time you think about that man who you asked me to bless you with, you're going to look at him and be like, oh, my God, yeah, because I told you, yes, God, everything that I'm going to do for you is going to be done. Thank you, Jesus. And everything that I do, my God, I make it perfect, whole, complete, and Jesus, and without flaw. Thank you, Jesus. The only time it gets messed up is when we creation of. Yes, Lord. Jesus, so God said, I'm getting ready to bless you and control you in a place where you've never been blessed and controlled in before. Yes, God. Jesus, if you know how to practice self-control, if you just keep your temper in the right place like your God, unlike Moses did. Jesus, if you continue to keep your mind in an optimistic way, Jesus, like Joshua did. Oh, God, if you continue to keep the right people around you, Jesus, like God told you to do, Jesus, get up and call the right one. Don't just be around everybody and anybody. Tell me something, you finna go to prayer. You better find out if it's a prayer that I call for them to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Find out if they're praying the right kind of prayer. Thank you, Jesus, because, oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't go with people, Jesus, who are praying against folk. God, no, that is not me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm a God of, yes, war, but I'm a God of completion. I'm a God of saving grace. I'm a God of mercy. I'm a God, thank you, Jesus, of love. I'm a God, Jesus, that wants to help and not hurt. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. And when you look at the life of Joshua and you find out what was going on, thank you, Jesus, if you see where he had to go over the Jordan River, yes, God, where the blessing was on the other side, if you see where they never stopped walking, see where they never stopped going into what God told them they could have, if you see where they were pressing on and pushing on, praying until something happened, yes, God, then you'll see what your life is lining up, what God said their life had to line up. Thank you, Jesus. I don't have time to be wondering and waiting on nobody. Tell me, I'm trying to do it. I was trying to, but you know how it is. No, I don't know how it is. What I know is all I know that God is my life and the keeper of my heart, my soul, my strength, and everything that is within me. I bless his holy name. I don't have time to be wondering and waiting and trying to see and debating whether you're going to go with me. Oh, God, I'm going to go with Jesus all the way because he told you, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't have time to be looking back. Jesus told me if I put forth my hand to the plow and look back, I'm not fit for the kingdom. Good God, today. And I've got it. I don't want to be able to just get in where I fit in. I want to know that I'm in the plan of God. Know that I'm walking and working the work of God. Yes, God. Jesus, so he told me to be strong and of good courage. Oh, God, be not afraid or be not dismayed. Yes, God, for this great multitude that stands before me. Jesus, I got bills on every side just like you do. Yes, God, but lo and behold, my God is with me, thank you, Jesus, in the multitude of decisions in the valley. Yes, God, because he told me if I begin to shake the foundations of heaven, just begin to praise him, bombarded with my praise, bombarded with my worship, bombarded with my thanksgiving, he said, I will turn the creditor upside down and shake his pockets out and bring you back some money. Yes, God, I thank you. Huh, Jesus, so therefore I don't worry what man can do unto me or what man say unto me. I'm doing what the Lord say do. And God said, I want you to know that everything is going to be all right if you hold on to my purpose and my plan. I will give you my promise. God bless y'all. Pray my strength in the Lord, and we shall talk and meet again. I love you. God bless.